Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Redbeard Talks. My name is Brian, aka Redbeard, and today is going to be a good day today, guys. Today we're going to be talking about the dial that's on your camera. So that's that little spinny thingy you see on the top. That's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about what those, you know, what those symbols mean. So if you're ready, go grab a pen, go grab a pencil, grab your pad, grab your iPad, grab whatever you need, and let's get cracking. So let's talk about all the symbols on your dial. So first off, we're going to be talking about that green symbol with the A around it, right? That's called automatic. Now, if you're a little scared of how to maneuver around your whole camera, this is going to be the place you want to be in. Now, that's just, like I said, for beginners, for anyone that doesn't really want to know anything about the camera rather than just point and shoot, that's it, guys. That's going to be for you, all right? Next, we're going to be talking about the next symbol down the line, which is, you might see, almost looks like a thunderbolt going down the middle with a cross going around, going by it. Now, that is automatic as well, but that's stating that there will be no flash. So when you take the picture, if you're on automatic, if you're in a dark area, your flash will pop up just because your camera is trying to capture the correct exposure. It's trying to do everything it can to get a great, you know, exposed image. Now, when you go down to automatic no flash, that's just basically telling the camera, even though it might be a dark image, not to take the flash out. That's if you have an internal flash on your camera. So that's good for many things. That's good for if you're going to take shots during the day. That's good for taking shots during golden hour, which is like, I think I said that over the other episodes too. I don't remember. But if I did it in golden hour, it's probably going to be between the morning time, right when the sun is rising, and when the sun is setting. So that's when golden hour is. Now, moving on. We're going to be moving on to the lettering. So the lettering is going to be, might be a little confusing to you once you, if you've seen it right before you took in your shot, you're probably like, oh, I don't want to see that. I don't want to touch it. I don't want to do anything about it. Well, we're going to go over it today. So the P means program. All right. P means program. So what this means is that you, as a photographer, are able to control the ISO. Now, like I said, if you guys remember what the ISO was, ISO is the camera's sensitivity to light. So if you're worried about, you know, if you're doing street photography or anything like that, and you just want to control the ISO, then that is perfect where you want to be. All right. Next, we're going to be talking about TV or. Yeah, TV, which is time value, which at this point you're controlling the shutter speed. Sorry for the little pause. I had to really think about my what I was going to say here. So TV is time value. Now, on some dials, you might see an S. And on top of my dial, it says TV. Now, that's controlling the shutter speed. Now, if you're controlling the shutter speed, you're worried about trying to capture motion. Like I said, on the past episode, we were talking about shutter speed, right? So if you are in a situation where only shutter speed is going to matter to you, this is where you want to be. It's perfect. Just snap away. You're going to capture that motion, right? Moving on, next, we're going to talk about AV. Now, AV is aperture. So you're controlling the aperture at this point. Remember when I talked to you about trying to get the blurred image in the back from your subject? This is where it's going to happen. If you're worried about, you know, how your background's going to look, if you want it to be blurry, if you want it to be in focus, what have you, that's where you want to be at. All right? Next, we have M, and M stands for, drumroll, manual. Now, manual is where everything happens. So, you as a photographer, you're going to be controlling everything at your disposal. So, this might be a little bit, you know, confusing. This might be a little bit overwhelming if you put it to this mode. As for me, I started out in manual, got super frustrated, put my camera down, and didn't touch it for at least a week. So, if you're daring enough, go at it. So, manual, you are in control of shutter speed, the aperture, and the ISO. Now, like I told you guys in the last episodes, when you change one of your settings, no matter if it's ISO, aperture, or shutter speed, it's like a formula. So you have to change one or the other. So with that in mind, if you're trying to get a blurry background, put it all down to 1.8 or 2.8, whichever your aperture is at, or the lowest it can go. At this point, you can maybe change your shutter speed to go faster to get more of a better exposed image, or change your ISO. Now, you would want to change your ISO at, you know, that would be your last resort, because like I said, you want a clear image. You want to make sure that you're not getting into distortion, not getting any noise. So if you have to change your ISO, let that be as a last resort. Cool? I can't hear you. All right. I can't hear you anyways. But that's good. Sorry about that, guys. But yeah, so manual, if you're daring enough, go ahead and do it. It's super fun. Easiest way to start learning is just put your camera on automatic. After you take your shot, look at the settings and try to manipulate that in manual. Sounds simple enough? I hope so. So if you're getting confused or if you need any more help, definitely, like I said, guys, please voice message me in voice memos. I really want to hear what you guys are thinking. But here we go. We got some more stuff for you. So moving on. So B, I believe. Let's see. B stands for bulb. Yes, bulb. So at this point in time, if you have a remote shutter control, this means that you're in control of how long the shutter speed opens and how long it closes. So you're controlling exposure at that point. This is very useful for long exposures during the nighttime. So if you're trying to capture some nice astrophotography, some shots of the stars and stuff like that, this is going to be for you. Obviously, it only works when you have a controller. So if you have one, if you want to test this out, definitely go and buy one. You won't regret it if you're trying to capture, you know, nice star shots. But you can also do that in manual too as well. If you can put your shutter speed all the way down to its lowest, you're going to be reaching at least 30 seconds. I mean, 30 seconds, that's a long time. So that should be good enough. But if you really want some more control on your shutter speed, just put it up to bulb and that should take care of that. Next, you might see some C1, C2. Those are custom settings. So if you can custom settings, or not custom settings, if you can custom set any settings you want to a particular, you know, situation or anything like that, you can do that on your camera. Now that's a little bit more advanced and we'll talk about that maybe another time, or if you guys are suggesting it, I'll go over it, but we don't have to really spend that much time on that. Next is going to be your creative filters. If you have one, I'm looking at mine right now. Mine has creative filters. This looks like two circles going almost intersecting, but not really. So that's going to be for your little scenes you can set, or different filters. Sorry about that. Next is going to be the SCN mode. SCN stands for scene. So on your camera, you may have some different scenes that you can set. These scenes can range from, you know, macro to sports to food to running. Anything, stuff like that, nighttime, portrait, sunny day, landscape, stuff like that. So your camera automatically sets settings for those modes. So if you want to like experiment with that too, definitely go right ahead. So if you're a beginner and starting out, I definitely recommend automatic, no flash, scene, and maybe program just to see how you do with program. How you control the ISO? How do you see the clarity in your image? How, if you bring up your ISO, that brings up distortion and noise. Definitely experiment, guys. This is a free range. You don't want to just, you know, think that you're going to get everything automatically. Experiment. That's the only way you're going to learn. All right. So let's see. We went over program, time value, aperture, manual, bulb, custom settings, filters, scenes. I think that's it, guys. I think that's pretty much it. Yeah, we did it. So that was a really quick episode today. Next episode, we're going to be talking about lenses, and this is going to be a very, very important time to come on in. We're going to be talking about the aperture. We're going to be talking about what kind of lenses are there. We're going to be talking about, you know, how it all works. All right. So if this is your first time tuning in, like I said, my name is Redbeard, aka Brian. You can catch me on Instagram. You can catch all my photos that I do on my personal and my macro photography page. That's at b.destin, b.destin. That's my personal page. And then you can also follow me on my macro page, which is at Redbeard Photos. And you're going to get the two D's at the end of beard. So it's R-E-D-B-E-A-R-D-D Photos. Cool? All right, guys. So if you guys have any questions, if you guys think this is a little bit too confusing, definitely voice message me. I'm glad to hear some people had voice message and used it. That's really, really cool. I like the feedback that I'm getting. Please definitely just ask me anything. I'm an open book. Don't be intimidated. All right. So catch you next time, guys. Catch you tomorrow, and get ready to learn some more. All right. All right. Peace, guys.